It's like riding a horse, actually. It's very comfortable, it's very relaxing, it's like meditation. So I just love it.
Hello and welcome to Swiss Info's program for the 12th of September. I'm Anand Chandrasekhar, and this week's show is about a retro-looking Indian motorcycle whose classic styling and smooth ride is taking Swiss bikers back to the golden era of biking. So sit back and enjoy a leisurely ride that's almost 125 years in the making. The joys of the open road conjures up images of bearded gents on Harleys blazing across American highways. But the biking scene is much more diverse than that, with all sorts of riders on different kinds of bikes on roads all over the world. One such unusual combo is an Indian motorcycle that older Swiss bikers have developed a soft spot for, the Royal Enfield. The Royal Enfield is to India what Harley Davidson is to the US, a living legend. With generous curves and dollops of chrome plating, the Royal Enfield motorcycle does live up to its grandiose sounding name. The bike has the typically classic British styling of the 50s and resembles a posh version of the dispatch bikes used in the Second World War to transmit messages from headquarters to the battle front lines. Everything from the hand-painted fuel tank to the round-capped headlight screams vintage. It doesn't just look like it belongs to another age, but also has a pedigree to back it up. The company was founded in 1891 in England and boasts that it's the oldest continuously produced motorcycle in the world. Switzerland also had a role to play in the long history of the Royal Enfield. The company was relatively unknown until it captured the attention of the motoring world in 1909 with a small motorcycle that boasted a Swiss engine. The engine was produced in Geneva by Moto Sacoche, Switzerland's biggest motorcycle manufacturer at the time. Today, the bike is only produced in India, but it has ambitions of becoming a global player.
Enfield Bullet, ghazab ki sawari.
That was a commercial from the early 90s featuring a policeman riding along a safari suit-wearing, mustache-sporting Indian man, the stereotypical Enfield customers at the time. But times have changed, and so have Enfield riders. That was an ad released last year for its Continental GT model. It features young English riders undertaking an epic journey from London to India without so much as breaking into a sweat. A campaign that is more in line with its lofty ambitions of becoming the number one mid-size motorcycle company in the world. Royal Enfield exports over 6,000 bikes of the 300,000 it churns out at its factory in southern India. Switzerland has its fair share of Enfield fans, as Alexander Frey, owner of the bike shop Egli Racing, can testify.
Last year, we sold around 90 Enfield bikes as a distributor and around 40 as a dealer. The Swiss market is growing, but at a slow rate.
Swiss Enfield fans often fall in love with the bike on a trip to India. Royal Enfields were the bike of choice for foreign tourists looking for a cool ride to a party in Goa or an adventure in the Himalayas. Sylvia Gruter, a blonde 51-year-old media consultant from Zurich, was one of them.
A long time ago in Goa, like 1996, we were driving to the parties on Enfield. We made a lot of trips in India through to Goa. Actually, we got married in Jaipur. My husband and me, we had a really Hindu marriage in Jaipur. And we always rented Enfield. and I fall in love with the Enfield. And if I ever start to drive, own the Enfield. And so we bought an Enfield.
Grutter is a member of the almost 100-strong Royal Enfield Club of Switzerland. It's a loose association of Enfield owners who go on a group ride 5 times every year. I met up with a group of riders ready to set off on a club ride from the northeastern town of Herisau. Their day trip will take them through the rolling hills of rural Appenzell all the way to the eastern edge of Austria, where they'll stop to visit an exhibition of classic motorcycles. But club members are no strangers to exotic trips in far-off lands. Veteran biker Urs Kota was introduced to the Royal Enfield through biking holidays in Asia, organized by specialist travel companies. Popular destinations include India, Nepal, Bhutan, Burma, and Vietnam. Riding in places like India is quite different from cruising around in Switzerland. Kota remembers his first taste of Indian roads astride a Royal Enfield.
It was one of the great experiences I made in my life. Because India itself, it's so different to Switzerland, and for the traffic, it's so different. So it's really a great experience. I just remember the National Highway number 31, goes through Assam or somewhere, and it calls for National Highway, but it's only big holes in the street and without asphalt and really hard to drive. And everybody drives like right side, left side, middle. It's crazy.
He had many close shaves, including one that nearly cost him his life.
Once I came to a corner and there was a bridge. It was in Sikkim. And in the middle of the bridge, there was just a few plates was missing. So if you don't know this and you drive too fast, you will fall down in the middle of the bridge.
Another biker who succumbed to the Enfield charm abroad is Christian Hanselmann, a thin man with a grey stubble who comes from a small town near Zurich. He first came across the Enfield while backpacking in southern India 30 years ago. He now owns 2 of them, including an English-made one from 1948. Unlike many other foreign riders, he found order in the chaos that is Indian traffic.
In general, the roads are a little rough in the Himalayas, and you have to pay attention, but I would not rate the traffic in India more dangerous than here, because in India, literally, you can do anything. And everyone expects from you to do anything. So it's very flexible. You drive over a red light, nothing happens. Here you drive over a red light and you're dead.
A foreign fling aside, what possessed these Swiss riders to spend around 9,000 Swiss francs to get their hands on a Royal Enfield in Switzerland? Werner Spitz, a broad-shouldered plumber and biker for almost 40 years, did his best to resist the temptation after his biking trips in India and Bhutan. He already owned 3 motorcycles.
I think it's not why. It's you see it, you like it, or you like it not. It's just you fall in love with that bike, or you don't want one. After Bhutan, I had 3 months and had every day had to fight with myself, buy I one or buy not. And after 3 months, I had enough and said, okay, I buy one, that's it.
Spitz admits that the bike is not for speed demons. According to him, its relatively low horsepower makes it an ideal cruiser for those who want a leisurely ride.
It's not a Japanese fast bike, it's just 27 horsepower. That's the disadvantage. But on the other hand, you can cruise like the traffic does, you can go with 100 k's an hour, and you don't have to be in a hurry. You follow the road, you follow the cars, you don't think of always overtaking and moving fast. It's just, that's the difference.
Perhaps this is why it also appeals to women riders like Sylvia.
I made already 3,000 kilometers since I've bought it in May. It's like riding a horse, actually. It's riding, it's very comfortable, it's very relaxing. It's like meditation.
But the Enfield is not always easy riding. It has a reputation for breaking down and requiring regular maintenance to keep on the road. But that does not deter die-hard fans like Spitz.
The parts are no problem. You can get them. I have my mechanic lives in the Black Forest. He has a bike shop there. And there is absolutely no problem to get the parts. And sometimes something breaks down. I call him, he tells me what to do, sends me by mail, and I change it. So it's absolutely no problem.
For motorheads like German engineer Peter Wittmer, the niggles are part of the ownership experience. His wife follows him in her car for long rides with enough tools to carry out emergency repairs in case of a breakdown. But Wittmer's Enfield is over 60 years old, and he thinks the latest models from India are more reliable.
The new one is no risk. Yeah? They are. A friend of mine lives in India. As an engineer, he visited the Royal Enfield flat. It's perfect what they do. But if you have an old one like me, 60 years, yeah, you have some trouble. But with a new made in India, you have no trouble.
Wittmer loves Enfields because they take him back to the 50s and 60s, what he considers the golden era of motorcycling. According to him, most Enfield riders share his passion for the past.
They like to ride, not too fast, yes, and they like it to have a bike looks like the from the old good age, yes. And the new bikes, these Japanese bikes, they're only for running very fast and loud and so on. And I don't like this. I like to ride smoothable.
To enhance the sense of nostalgia, he rides past places he frequented as a young boy.
Through the Black Forest, because there I grew up, yeah. And so I often make Sunday tours through the Black Forest, and I say, oh, there have I been as a young boy with my parents and so on. These rides I like, yes.
Others like Werner Spitz are content with making the most of the Swiss landscape, while he saves his bigger bikes for long-distance trips like the one he recently made to Morocco. He saves the Enfield for shorter trips.
After 38 years of riding a bike, there are quite a few ones, but going over the big passes, they're good. Over to the French Alps, to Grand Saint-Bernard, down to southern France, going over 10, 15 passes.
Besides its look and ride, the Royal Enfield is still a rare beast in Switzerland. They're still an unusual sight on Swiss roads compared to Harley-Davidsons, Triumphs, or Japanese motorcycle brands. Sylvia Gruter knows firsthand that being an Enfield owner can sometimes make you feel like a celebrity.
When I stop at the red light, they stop the car, turn the window down, said, hey, so nice, you got an Enfield, hey, that's cool. And they all freak out when they see me on the Enfield. It's really nice. You get a lot of contact from the car to the Enfield. People stop and want to know everything about it.
I'm Anand Chandrasekhar. Thank you for listening. And thanks to studio technician Ivan Steiner. For more stories with an Indian flavor, please check out our Indian Intersections page on the swissinfo.ch website. We'll leave you with a Punjabi pop tribute to one of the most popular bikes ever produced by Royal Enfield, the Bullet.
ਕੁੜੀ ਤੀਨਾ ਪਾਉਣੀ ਗੇੜੀ ਉੱਤੋਂ ਗੇੜੀ ਲਾਉਣੀ ਸਾਰੀ ਚੰਡੀਗੜ੍ਹ ਗਾਉਣੀ।